To understand House Bill 1367, you have to go back to 1979, when the South Bend Community School Corporation was planning to reorganize. Two townships in the rural part of St. Joseph County asked to separate and join the nearby John Glenn School Corporation instead. Liberty Township was allowed to leave, while Green Township had to stay with the South Bend schools. Fast forward 40 years to today. Green Township is still a part of the South Bend School District, but John Glenn School Superintendent Christopher Winchell says less than a quarter of Green Township students actually attend South Bend schools, while 40% choose to attend John Glenn schools through open enrollment.
This is about the people in Green Township living physically closer to the John Glenn schools than they live to the South Bend schools. So this is really about proximity to educational institutions.
House Bill 1367 would establish a pilot program allowing the township to leave South Bend schools and officially join the John Glenn School District. Representative Jake Teschke, a Republican from South Bend and the bill's author, says while the program is specific to Green Township right now, it could one day be used across the state.
There are other areas throughout the state that are facing similar issues. What we're aiming to look at is when these situations present themselves, is there a pathway forward? And so we want to test that.
It's that potential for statewide reach that has some lawmakers concerned. Representative Gregory Porter, a Democrat from Indianapolis, is a member of the Indiana Black Legislative Caucus and a former chair of the House Education Committee. He says when he first heard about the bill, something about it didn't sit right with him, namely that it would allow students in a diverse urban school district to leave in favor of a rural, primarily white one.
When you start having legislation passed as a pilot, that's an indicator that something else is brewing throughout that community. It is a form of segregation within those school corporations.
When Porter tried to voice those concerns on the House floor, he was heckled and ultimately shouted down by his Republican colleagues.
I said, from my perspective, this will create achievement gap between students. They booed me and raised their voice. And at that point, I just said, you know, this isn't going anywhere. And I just stopped.
Teschke says he doesn't think there's merit to the claim that the bill is intentionally discriminatory, but he says he reached out to Black lawmakers and is committed to working on areas of common ground.
We're not necessarily going to agree that the catalyst for this bill or that the outcomes are intentionally discriminatory, but I recognize that there is real raw emotion there and that we can't just be dismissive of that either.
But Porter isn't the only one with concerns. Karima Fowler, Chief Financial Officer for the South Bend Community School Corporation, says even though Green Township represents only 3% of taxable property in the district, the bill could cause financial trouble for South Bend schools. She says allowing school districts to divide at the township level could ultimately be harmful to urban school districts like South Bend.
We have 13 townships. You know, we already struggle with dollars and resources, and if now every single township could create their own district, you'd be diluting your resources and your ability to make sure that every child has an opportunity to a stellar education.
Two bills similar to the current legislation have failed to pass the state legislature in recent sessions. And even if Bill 1367 passes, it could still be struck down in court. The South Bend Community School Corporation is the only one in Indiana under a federal order to desegregate. Any changes to the district that would affect its racial makeup have to be independently approved by the U.S. Department of Justice. If it does pass, Green Township would still have a long way to go before it could join John Glenn schools. Officials would have to develop an annexation proposal and get it approved by the State Board of Education. They would also have to present a petition signed by a majority of the township's registered voters. The bill is currently assigned to the Senate Committee on Rules and Legislative Procedure. It's sponsored by three senators from Northern Indiana, two Republicans, and one Democrat. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Gemma DiCarlo.